Tomba's not playing, obviously. You guys ready for a challenge like this defensively?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, this is obviously they're a great team. They've done some big things in the last couple of years, and they've got a lot of great players. But, you know, so do we. And we've been working hard all camp. We've known that they were coming this entire time, and I think we're going to be prepared, and we'll be ready for them.
Andy, a sense of urgency out of practice today, knowing it's a regular season and all that kind of
thing? Yeah, it always picks up a little bit. I mean, now that they count and, you know, the team's together here for the long haul. And, you know, that first practice is a chance for us. You know, we're focused solely on one team against Atlanta, and so we're getting a good idea of what they're doing. And anytime you can spend 2.5 hours on just one team, it's going to pick up a little bit.
Andy, what do you miss from Tomba outside of the pass rush ability? Maybe inside the huddle, inside the locker room, things like that that's missing this week.
I think anytime you miss somebody from your lineup due to anything, whether it's this or an injury or whatever, anytime you're missing a veteran leader, you know, you're just going to miss those type of leaders in the lineup. But this is no different than somebody getting hurt or being out for a quarter or whatever. And we'll miss them. But we gotta pick it up. We're gonna have to count on a lot of different guys and pull together as a team and just you know, circle the wagons and just play hard.
It's gonna be a big challenge for us, but it's up to us to kind of step up to that challenge and play the best of our abilities.
And you got a couple guys kind of nicked up on the front line. How much more will that mean for you, do you think?
It just means more guys got to step up, myself included. You know, that's part of this game. You know, people get hurt, people get injured. But, you know, it's up to the people behind them to step up and, you know, make more plays.
How frustrated have you been? You've been back at camp. You tried to come back a few days. You're even in full pads against the Cardinals, and it's kind of on and off, and you've been off for a little bit now.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, nobody likes being away from the game, you know, when you're passionate about the sport. But you got to deal with things as they come. I'm looking forward to getting back out there now with my team and just going from there.
When you first got hurt, did you imagine at that time you'd miss the whole preseason?
You can never predict injuries. You know, I definitely want to get it back out there soon and during the preseason, but I didn't. So just get ready for the regular season.
Is this an error on the side of caution injury, you think, more than anything?
I mean, I don't want to get it too much into injuries. You know, the training staff will know what's going on. You can ask them. They'll let you know what was cautionary and everything about that. But like I said, if I'm ready to go on Sunday, I'll be out there.
You know, that's the plan. That's the plan to get back on Sunday. I mean, I'm a ball player, so it's going to be hard to sit this one out. So, like I said, if I can see progress every day and if I suit up, you know, on Sunday, that means I'm ready to go.
How much of the work did you get since Derek wasn't doing much today? How much?
A little bit. Yeah, I got in there a little bit. Javon was taking reps. Brandon was taking reps. So all I can do is get ready to play.
Yeah. Can you play both those spots, those inside spots?
Yeah. All three of us, we should all know both inside spots.
And, of course, usually you guys are the last to know who will actually play, right?
Exactly. So they keep that a secret. They got a good poker face. So all you can do is just get ready to play.
I mean, obviously you missed all the last season. What's it like getting back to real football now?
Shoot, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I just like being back out there, trying to compete every day and give us a better chance to win games.
How are you feeling? You know, the ankle flared up right at the beginning of camp, and you were missing some practice. And since then, it seems like about a month's passed, and you've been out there every day.
Yeah, that kind of bummed me out at first because it was like one of those setbacks that you have. But, you know, it's all better now, so I'm all good.
One of the things about you, when they signed you 2 years ago, they said they liked you because you could play both inside positions. In San Diego, did you play on both sides, or were you more just strong or weak?
I played both of them. Throughout the time that I was there, I did play both of them.
And how different are the two? You said they're different positions. How different are they, really, to learn if it's a quick week and you have to jump to the other side?
They're different, but not drastically. It's not like moving from outside to inside. They're both inside spots. So they're different. It's little stuff that changes, but not that much.
Being in your spot, did you ever go through the numbers game in your head as it was coming down? Like, oh, I know I'm a rookie free agent. I know the odds are against me. What was that going like through your head through camp?
I mean, I try not to. I mean, the depth chart was so fluid all throughout camp. I just tried to work my hardest and get better every day.
And, I mean, ultimately, I mean, the numbers worked out in my favor.
From the outside, it looked like you started to get a chance really about a week and a half through camp when we started seeing you kind of go with the twos and walkthroughs. Those were the first signs that, hey, they want to take a look at you. Where do you think it kind of turned for you in your knowledge of the playbook and when you were able to show the coaches, yeah, I got a shot to contribute?
I mean, all across the board, you know, in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, I was trying to go above and beyond and try and let them know, hey, you know, I understand the playbook. I have a good grasp for it. And I'm confident out here, and I just tried, you know, every day to just improve on that each day.